Hello?
Hi, Kirsten.
Hello. Give me one
second. Hey.
I saw that I lost you. I was like, oh, no. I'm
feeling her. Perfect.
I'm filling her in real quick, and then I'm going to merge the call, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Bear with me.
You got it.
Okay, are you both there?
I'm here. Hello, this is Gail.
Hi, this is Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are you today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Now, tell me about yourself.
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I was so tickled to find another woman-owned company and right here in Colorado. So, yeah, y'all are making my day.
Yeah, we are.
So, I don't know, Kirsten, how much did you fill her in on so far?
I gave her the kind of gist. I can't always do it justice, though.
No worries.
Okay,
no worries.
All right. It's my understanding that you put meta tags on and then pull us up, and so we're more, you know, more visible.
I'll help you out. Almost. Almost. So what we do is, so we had a position open this morning under the painting listing for first page of Google. So our assignment today has been to call around the Colorado Springs area looking for just one company that we could partner with to put on that first page listing. So we do only work with one company per category, per industry, per area. So what that means for you is that we won't be promoting any of your competitors ever onto the first page. So Color to Color is the only company we'll be putting up there. And what we do once we get you all set up, Shirley, is we will lock down that category and the Colorado Springs area. So we actually close it off for a 50-mile radius. So not saying you have to go that entire 50 miles if you don't want to, but that 50-mile radius is your protected zone, I call it, where we'll never be promoting with or working with your competitors. Does that make sense so far?
So far.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So we do the local programming to get you on that first page, tie it all in with your website, with your Google business profile, with your Facebook page, and then we get you featured not only on Google, but of course on Facebook. And with the Facebook portion, we can really target in on some of those other areas. Kirsten explained that you don't want to go to Denver and a couple of other areas that I noted. But Monument, Peyton, places like that, Manitou, we can really key in on.
We don't go past Manitou. We don't go to Woodland Park.
Don't blame you. I don't blame you.
You can't get coverage there. For one thing, you can't get coverage, so I can't reach my painters if they need anything.
Oh, you mean cell? There's no cell signal over there?
No,
oh, good grief. Wow.
Yes.
Are they living in the Stone Ages, or?
I think so, but.
Wow, they need a cell tower.
Service over there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, I don't blame you. My gosh. Yeah, you got to be able to reach your crews, for sure. Yeah, one thing I found when I was in construction, you got to be in contact all the time. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we get you out on Google on first page right in the map so that when someone's looking for painting services, y'all are right there front and center. They click, they call you directly. So we don't screen those calls. We don't sell them to you. We don't charge you for them. So calls are unlimited. Leads are unlimited. Not promoting your competitors. And then we get you out to all other destinations as well. So, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Yellow Pages, White Pages. There are up to about 60 different destinations that we'll get you out to, too. So all of those things combined, when we get you on that first page, then your phone starts ringing, of course, because you're right front and center when people are looking for painting services. And it sounded
okay,
like...
One thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Tanya, yeah, Tanya's the one that works on these types of things. And she was, I know she mentioned this morning, trying to get it all together with Facebook.
So oh, gotcha.
That, yeah, I'm thinking that this call would be better if you talked with Tanya.
I'll tell you what, if you've got a couple minutes, could I conference her in so that the four of us are online? It sounds like
yes.
All three of you probably need to make the decision. Is
correct.
That... sound about right? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
What is...
We're all three of us are the owners. But
good.
Like I said,
I love
Tanya's,
it.
Yeah, Tanya's working with, was talking about the Facebook stuff just
okay.
this morning. So, and
awesome.
I am not sure. Tanya works for another company, and she's on conference calls most of the day, so you may
okay.
or may not be able to reach her.
Okay.
But let me give you her number so that you can put her on.
I'm ready.
Okay. Or I can try her on.
Oh, that would work too.
Okay, let me see if I can reach her.
Awesome.
Hold on, guys.
Mother, Shirley?
What?
Okay, so I want to bring this to your attention real quick. As a funny note, they actually called me looking for repaint.
Ah, okay. Let me see if I can find Tanya. Let me find Tanya.
Okay.
You sound like a bunch of go-getters.
If we can get the competition from Repaint, okay.
You're right. Exactly.
That's my train of thought.
Is that now one of your competitors, Repaint?
They are now our competitor.
Yeah. Let's get you up on that page above them, because let me see where they're even showing up. I can do a blind search that'll give me true results. Not based on my location or my search history. So let's see what they got. Probably not much. Because they don't know us. Oops. There we go. Oh, come here. Here we go. Nope. They are not on the first page either. And there's plenty of room there for you. Yeah, absolutely. You'll look
okay,
good sitting in that map.
Tanya? Yes? Okay. Here you go. This is Tanya.
Hi. Was it Tanya with a T or Sonya with an S?
Tanya with a T.
Tanya, nice to meet you. My name is Gail. I'm calling from Local Splash. Hi there. I'm calling from Local Splash. We are a data service provider to Meta and to Google. Meta, formerly known as Facebook.
Right.
The reason we had called today was we had a listing open for first page Google placement for Colorado Springs under the painting category. And in a roundabout way, we found Kirsten through an old listing for Repaint. So we do only work with one company per category, per industry, per area. So meaning once we get you all set up, I will close that area for painting, and I close it for a 50-mile radius around your home base of Colorado Springs. So what that means is, in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be promoting or working with your competitors. So calls and leads are unlimited. We get you on that first page in the map area, so you got a pin up there. That way, when someone is looking for painting services in and around Colorado Springs, you are right up there front and center. And a natural choice to call based on all of your reviews that you've got out here. They look great. Sounds like you guys are well on your way. And then
we're working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I can tell. I mean, your website looks great. I see a Facebook out there. It looks great. You're trying to get out there, it looks like, right?
Giving it a shot.
Yeah. Well, you give it a shot.
We
we'll give
you. We do need SEO work because otherwise that comes down to me. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's a lot of hours. Really a lot of hours. Well, and let me give you an idea of timeline too. Industry standard to get you to first page is about 3 to 6 months. We cut that in half and I'm happy to give that to you in writing. It only takes us between 45 and 30 days to get you there. So pretty quick. I'm not going to milk you for 6 months before you see results. So we do all that programming. We also get you out to Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, all Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. There are about 60 different locations that we'll get you out to, in addition to the Google and Facebook exposure. Now, your mom mentioned you were just talking about Facebook this morning. What were you thinking on that?
Oh, we haven't started. Really all we've done with there, we set up the account page itself, and then I put in, I just have a Google search that, comes by every morning if there's anything that's a Colorado Rentier or design or anything like that. So I post that up.
Perfect.
So we've got current content going out. But other than that, we haven't done anything. And then, I noticed that we now have a new Meta business portal thing. So I was just going to go in and do some training on that to see if I could figure out some more information on it. That was the only thing I was doing it with this morning. But again, since it's newer and the Facebook stuff is now Meta stuff, I was just looking for some new training for it. I can figure it out. But if you can figure it out, I want it better.
So absolutely. And definitely. So the other thing too, Kirsten and I were talking and I mentioned it to Shirley too. You wanted to reach out Monument Peyton Manitou. So the Google covers the local area. To get out a little bit further than that, we'll rely on Facebook. That's how to reach out beyond. So actually the package that I quoted Kirsten includes every single month, no extra charge. It's already in the package. $100 in Facebook ads. And we will write them. We'll run them. All you have to do is answer the phone. We'll get them all set up for you. And month in and month out, you get another $100 in Facebook ads. And they really go a long ways. They're one of the most economical ways to get going. So you've heard of retargeted ads, I'm sure, or seen them at least, probably, right? Yep.
Yeah.
So you'd be on a game, and I have jeans from Wrangler following me because I went to Murdoch's and shopped jeans this weekend. So now all I see is Wrangler everywhere I go. That's fine. It's a retargeted ad.
Yeah.
So your ads will be retargeted similarly. So they'll show in front of potential clients, people who have searched on painting, and they'll retarget. Those retargeted ads that show don't count against your monthly ad dollars. They're free impressions, free branding, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, exactly. So the only time you get counted for a click, which would count against your $100 a month, is when they do click on the ad. What they found is, they've seen you probably 2, 3, maybe 4 times in those retargeted ads before they click. And, what we know from marketing, at that point, they're probably ready to buy. So, and then when they do make that click to call you, it only counts about 50 cents, between 5 and 50 cents. I always go with the worst case. So let's say it's 50 cents. That's up to what, 200 new leads a month possible off of Facebook alone.
Yeah, if we could get that, that'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then you combine that with the Google local, and you're golden. I think you ladies are soaring, and I'm coming over to the Springs to take you out for steak dinner.
Nice.
Exactly. So what I was explaining to Kirsten, it is an exclusive listing. We do sell the same day. So the team is actually paused right now because Saul sent Kirsten over. He says, I found the company that we want. So our pricing is based on a flat monthly rate. No click fees, call fees, surcharges, not even any taxes. Calls are unlimited. And we work on a month-to-month basis. So we're not asking you for a big, long marriage of a contract. We intend to actually have to do our job every month to continue earning your business. So we don't lock you into a contract. Fair enough.
Sounds good.
Okay. So what I was explaining to Kirsten, our normal retail for the springs is $5.99 a month, but with your new in-business discount, I can get you down at $2.99 a month, and that price is actually locked in, even though it's discounted. So regardless, if our retail prices go up at some point, yours don't. You stay right where you're at, and then there is a one-time $99 setup fee, and then you never have to deal with that again. I mentioned the timeline, about 30, 45 days. So we're kind of into month two when we've got you up there. So the one thing we do ask is a verbal commitment that you'll stick it out for the first 2 months, allow us to get all that programming done so we can show you the results. Because we know if we only did it for a month, we'd just be wasting your money, and that's not what business we're in. We don't want to waste your money. Makes sense.
Mom, if you like it, it sounds good to me, Tom.
Okay.
If you like it, then and it looks good from financials, then I say let's go for it. I don't want to miss out on something like this. And right now, I'm taking WordPress training, so I am definitely in the
mood
of assistance.
Okay. On that note, Tanya, would you rather, so one of the services that we offer, absolutely no cost to you. We don't do it for the general public. We only do it for our new partners. We can build you a complete website, and you'll be able to edit it anytime you want, but we'll build it. It'll be Google compliant, optimized, conversion driven. It'll have a place for you to gather Google reviews, and then later you can go add and subtract from it as you'd like, or we can too. We also do that as an ongoing favor for our partners. So if that's something you'd be interested in, so you don't have to go through all that legwork and programming, we'd be happy to take it off your plate for you.
That would be fantastic. Hire some drivers with our last one, and they just totally got us completely wrong as far as our image goes. So,
man.
I'm going to take it on myself, and I would love some assistance there. So if it's included in the price, I think we should go with
it.
What do you think?
Yep, absolutely.
Because we have there is good, but, you know, that's just what we've put together to try and make a placeholder. So there's more that I want to do with it, and there's more that I know I can do with it. That's why I'm sitting here with, you know, learning.
Right. Well, yeah, we'll do it for you. We used to actually program on WordPress. We just switched over to something that's a lot friendlier. So we can go in and edit if you want us to, but you'll also have an area that you can go in and edit. Something I didn't mention too, we've got a dashboard and analytics that you'll have access to. So you can log in and see where clicks and calls are coming from, where searches were performed from, how many clicks and calls you're getting. There's amazing data in there. We want you to have that so you can use it in your business. Well, girls, it sounds like we're all ready to go. Who do I need to talk to collect credit card info and all the other company info?
Do you want me to do that?
It doesn't matter, whoever wants to do it. But if somebody's on the
phone. Oh, Kirsten, you have your phone. Oh, okay. Then, Rabbit, why don't you take it?
Okay. Also, real quick, I just wanted to wait for Kirsten to finish talking. Tanya, one of the things I was letting her know is this is like a godsend. They originally called me looking for repaint.
The one thing that we want to do is, if you want to put into the notes, you know, when we get started, is our website needs to link to Jobber, which is our kind of our workflow POS system.
Okay.
It's
called
Jobber.com. Yeah. So that's one thing, like for our quotes and that kind of thing, scheduling estimates, it would be great if we can link into there.
Okay, I will mention that.
There's into, working with websites. So, supposed to be, I have not been serious at this point because I haven't got to the point where I've linked them yet. But everything else is linked very, very seamlessly. So, they link with Thumbtack and, you know, with other places. Not with Yelp yet, but at least with Thumbtack, so.
Oh, great. I will make a note of that. So one of the first things we'll do, so right now I just need whomever can give me just general company information, make sure name spelling is right, phone numbers, credit card, all of those things. And then the next thing we'll do is we'll set our client onboarding call. So we block out an hour, And the call usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but they'll go through quality control, make sure I got everything down correctly, go back over keywords, make sure we didn't miss anything, make sure we're keying in on the keywords that you want business for. They'll get you access to that dashboard. They'll have you upload photos. So that's, those are the next two things. So do you want just one of you to handle both of those things, or, I mean, the setup and
Kirsten
the call?
Kirsten will handle giving all of your, all giving you all of the information and getting all of that stuff set up. And
all
then
right.
I will be the one that takes care of, I mean, well, I'll be involved in the onboarding, but I'll be the point of contact for that one.
Okay. And with Tanya, was that you that was just speaking?
Yes. Sorry, that was
okay, perfect. And no worries, no worries. And by the way, if I didn't
I
say
sound
so,
like
my name
Shirley,
is...
not as much like Kirsten, so.
Well, it's okay. I sound like my mom, too. In fact, for years, I would call home, and my mom would be out. My dad would think it was her, and I'm like, that dad, no. I'm not mom. So it's all good. It's all good. So,
I'd like Bunny on that onboarding call also. I'm not in town, but maybe she could pop on also so she can kind of be a little more well-versed in all that part.
Oh, yeah, but, she'll be on all of that stuff. I just, I'll just be the point of contact, Ma.
Bunny
but
and Gail.
She'll be on all of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Gail, Rabbit.
Shirley
say
calls
what?
Me Bunny. Tanya calls me Rabbit. I'm Kirsten. It's Kirsten. Say Bunny.
A rabbit. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right. Well, Shirley and Tanya, I will get your phone numbers from Kirsten as I'm going through filling out information, getting you all set up. And then I will plan on Tanya and Shirley on the onboarding call. Well, in fact, all three of you could
sure
be on that call.
Yeah, let's choose Kirsten because Shirley is the optional. Kirsten is the
gotcha.
Her and I are the mandatory. So.
Gotcha. Okay. I missed that.
Yeah, and
Shirley can make it great if she can't. That's fine because she's out of town.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be out of town.
Perfect. Where are you headed?
I'm in Southern Colorado. I'm taking a few days off.
Nice. What part?
I'm in a little town called Antonito.
Oh gosh, I haven't heard of it. I thought I knew most of the towns in Colorado. I mean,
Montana.
It's Alamosa.
It's 20,
oh, okay.
20 miles.
Pretty
yeah,
area.
Yeah, everyone knows Alamosa.
Yeah, right.
There's not even a McDonald's here.
Oh wow, nice. It's got to be nice to get away.
No McDonald's.
We were up in the high country. Oh, good, good, good. We were up in the high country this weekend. I had to have me some mountain time. Just had to happen. All right, ladies. Well, I will.
Can you put it on the company card?
Which one? The regular
the
company
one that,
card?
The debit, yeah.
The debit card. Not, yeah, the one you just replaced because you thought you lost.
Yeah, that one.
Yes, brand new one. Yeah, she thought she lost her card yesterday, and so she called and stopped it, and then she found it. So this morning she had
oh,
to get a
my
new
goodness.
One.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That had to be a panic moment.
Yes,
I literally found it 5 minutes after she canceled it. So.
Oh, no. Well, thank God you found it anyway, I guess. But, wow.
Yeah.
Too bad you couldn't have. Just a minute earlier, right? Or, okay, 5 minutes earlier.
Exactly.
Okay, so make sure she has all of our contact information, and then we'll get the onboarding schedule. Okay?
Yep, I will get all this set up with Kirsten, and then, yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you, ladies. It was a pleasure talking with you. Look forward to working
with you.
Thank you.
Look forward to working with you.
Likewise. I'm the lead on your account, too, so any problems or questions, let me know. All right.
Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.
My
all God. Right.
Okay,
have I, all right, I still got you. All right. So now, Tanya is going to be the main point of contact. Is that what I heard?
As far as the onboarding goes, it will be Tanya is the main contact. Everything else will be
okay. So what I'll do, let me think here. I'm going to put you as our point of contact in our system. And then I will ask them for the onboarding call to include Tanya. So when I get to that point, don't let me forget, I'll want her email address and her phone number. So I'll invite her to that calendar item too. All right. So K-I-E-R-S-T-I-N, right?
That is correct.
Awesome. What's your last name, hon?
It's Garguno. So G-A-R-D as in David, U-N-O.
G-A-R-D-U-N-O. Perfect. Thank you. And what's your email address?
It's Kirsten, so K-I-E-R-S-T-I-N, at color, C-O-L-O-R, the number 2, color.com.
Perfect. And then 719-423-0469, also your cell.
That is my cell phone.
All right. Let me update that. And then I'm going to send you an email. Actually, I'll send you two emails here real quick. The first one is, I can't email to a phone number. I copied the wrong line. What a dork. It's Monday. I tell you. There we go. I copied your phone number and was going to plunk it into the two line on the email. It wasn't playing. All right. So that first one is on its way. It's just more information about that dashboard and analytics that I mentioned. And then the second one is going to be the exact price and package I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. And then that one is on its way also. Then I'm going to pop over here, and I'm going to blow up your phone with some text messages. I'm going to send you three, actually. So the first one is my direct contact info. And please share it with Shirley and Tanya as well. I am the lead on your account, so if you ever run into snafus, just let me know. And then I want you all to have customer service line. That one's on its way. And the third one, I guess maybe for late night viewing pleasure, is a YouTube video tutorial on the dashboard and analytics.
Okay.
And that one's on its way. All right, and then I'm going to I'll do a lot of double-checking and copying and pasting, so bear with me. Sometimes it's easier to copy and paste names, then there's less chance for typo. I am so proud of you ladies. I mean, really, really proud of you guys. Whose name appears on the card that you're going to use? I don't need the digits yet, just need the name.
I think it's my.
It is Shirley?
It's my name.
Oh, it is. Okay, perfect. All right. And then, let's see, grab your phone number.
I've gotten one of the emails so far.
Awesome. Hopefully the other one's not too far behind.
Come on. That's what happened.
What jumped in?
It wanted to go to my hand folder.
That happens once in a while. Okay, and I'm ready for Shirley's phone number.
Okay, Shirley's is 719.
Yep.
228. 238-3469.
I'm sorry, the last four you split out on me.
3469.
Perfect, thank you. And then, Tanya. All right. I'm ready for Tanya's number.
All right. Tanya's is 719-339.
33, was it 9?
9. 8650.
8650. Perfect. Thank you. And English preferred language. Are you by any chance a bilingual child?
We are.
Awesome. Take a note of that because they can use that on your website. All right, so services, we're going to say painting as our main category. I would guess interior painting and exterior painting.
Interior, exterior, decks, fences, cabinets, and hey, we also have the boards.
Oh, awesome. Love it. All right, I got all of those. Can't we do a couple copy and paste? Now, so color to color is not on Angie's leads then, is that right?
We are on Angie's leads. We're on Angie's ads. We're not on
the
portion.
I gotcha.
I thought it was easier and better because, of course, with the leads, well, any leads program and especially like Angie's leads, nothing against them, but I didn't like the fact that you would always have to like pay for every single leads, especially because there were those ones that were robots in the system.
Oh, yep.
So,
yep.
I don't want to pay for, like, a dummy number.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I ran into the same thing, too, and I'm glad you went the way you did. It's hard to get off that hamster wheel once you're on. It's like, oh, man, I can't shut it off because I need work, but, oh, man, I can't leave it on because it's draining me dry. And it's a tough spot to be.
Now, Facebook ads, like Angie's ads, on the other hand, is kind of like it's a similar thing a little bit to you guys, where it's a month to month, and they're the ones that like people go on to Angie's your ad, and then click fill out that form.
Right.
Like, if we can get the click of the form, or just the click and then call. We're golden.
Yeah, absolutely. That really makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that they need help with Facebook business page.
Yeah. Now that I have both them off the phone call, I'll explain to you a little reason why I was touching. So Repaint is actually Repaint is also owned by a family member of ours.
Oh, okay.
And he is very old school.
Ah.
In the sense of...
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, does he think the girls can't do this or what?
Exactly.
Oh, challenge accepted. Oh, that is such a throwdown.
Over a year, I decided I was going to help him out with his paint company because I originally started working for Shirley had her own paint company back in 2003.
Okay.
So I did a lot of the work in Pueblo West. We did a lot of the work in Parker. We were in the parade of homes, all those big houses, complexes that were being built in Pueblo West and in Parker. I don't know, like, when you're going to Parker or, like, when you're going to DIA, I don't know if you're
right.
You're passing by Parker. There's those townhouses that are on the left-hand side.
Nope, not ringing the bell, but that's okay.
So all those townhouses that are right there, we painted.
Wow.
When I started, I actually started on my mother's crew. And then I worked my way up, and I became crew lead. I was also bilingual, so I was the one that was in communication with, like, the construction workers and the paint crew.
Oh, so perfect.
Then after that, I was going to school. I got a medical degree, so I was working in a medical field for a while.
Are you kidding? All of that?
No.
Kirsten, oh my gosh.
When COVID ended up hitting, the place that I was working with, they were backwards. Like, with COVID hitting, and I'm what's considered a medication aide. So
okay.
I'm the one that goes into the residents' rooms to give them their medications.
Okay.
My job was extremely important. Most of these people need their medications and need them at certain times.
Right.
So, one thing I kept explaining to the people that I worked with was the fact of the matter, how to explain it, was my job, I couldn't wiggle around it. Like, the care staff could have to go into the rooms with these people. I did. So, my exposure to people with COVID was higher than anybody else.
Oh, sure.
And they were getting upset with me because when we would find out that there was a resident who had gotten COVID, I would have to go and get myself tested. Now, mind you, my parents are 75 and 74. So I take care of my parents. I also have three children, and one of my children is a special needs child. So I always kept putting my family first before anything else. They didn't like
me. Of course.
You know what?
Okay. Too bad, right?
Like, I'm going to go. And then the opportunity opened up that my cousin needed help. So I was like, okay, let me go. I was like, it's like a full circle. I started off in the paint industry, and apparently I'm ending in the paint industry. So I was like, let me go and help. So I went and helped him. Differing opinions, I ended up stopping working with him back in February. I ended up getting my taxes, got a lot of money back on my taxes, and sat back, looked at my mother, looked at my sister, and said, look, I got this amount of money. I don't know.
Wow. That's amazing.
So, that's what I did.
Awesome. That's an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that. But you definitely got girl power.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Kirsten, let's look at, if you know Tanya's calendar. So, oops, I got to get on the right week. So I've got something open pretty much every hour on the hour, starting at 8 o'clock our time and going all the way until, let me see, it'd be 4 o'clock our time. And
okay,
let's see. Today is out. Tomorrow is, oh, heck, every day this week I've got something on every hour all day long.
Let's see. Text message. Tanya, what is your ability?
Oh, that's right. We need to coordinate your calendar, too.
Correct. Mine is a little bit more flexible, hence the only difference is with mine, because it is summer and my lovely children are out of school. sometimes you may hear your occasional scream. They're twins. I have a 9-year-old who is actually with my mother right now.
Oh, wow.
Twins that are 5. So occasionally you'll hear a scream in the background.
No worries. Oh, gosh, don't worry about it. I work from home, too, post-COVID. We're based out of Southern California. I worked from home in Colorado. They went 100% remote, too. So it all still works. You know, we manage.
Okay, so you said any day this week, correct?
Pretty much, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And she says what day? Any day this week.
We do like to get the onboarding call done as soon as possible because that really kicks everything off. And once we take your money, we prefer to get going.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So just waiting for her to respond to it.
And while they do, or while she does that, I will grab your mom's and Tanya's email addresses.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
They are pretty much simple. Tanya is Tanya, which is T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay. That color to color?
Yep.
Perfect. And I bet your mom's is Shirley at color to color.
Correct.
And is it S-H-I-R-L-E-Y?
That is correct.
Awesome. Love it when a plan comes together.
Okay. And here she said Wednesday or Thursday from she said afternoon to 2 o'clock.
Okay. Should we say 1 o'clock? How about 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Let's do
Actually, we can't do one. We're on our lunch hour. It's the only time we can't do 1 o'clock. Everything else is open.
Okay. Can we do Wednesday at, you said you guys are out on your lunch hour at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. Can we do Wednesday at
29th at noon. Yes, we can. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to set this calendar appointment up. It'll take me just a sec. And then I'll send that to you. And then I'll also send it to Shirley and Tanya.
Okay.
That way everybody's copied on it. Oh, that silly thing doesn't want to update. There we go. Sometimes you have to beat these things into submission, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny too, because like on some of the clients that we've been getting so far, we have at 4 that they specifically looked for a female-owned paint company.
Wow! Well, and you know that it makes sense. You know, I think I won more jobs when I was doing remodels, or I shouldn't say more, some jobs, because I was a woman and I did things differently. I had a different perspective. So makes absolute sense.
I always let people know, because like when our estimators go out there, we do have one estimator who is a male.
Right.
So funny, because one of our clients, she's like, do you work for the company? Or are
you
man, don't worry. And then his grandson, he's training his granddaughter. So she's like, I know you work for the company. She's like, yes, ma'am. Like, our painters are, they're male, but like one of the things I always let our customers know is even though our painters are male, I've worked with them for years.
Right, you trust them.
They know how I work, I know how they work, and I always joke with one of my painters in particular, because he's a male, but by the type of work he does and his detail, like his eye for detail,
right,
you would swear he's female.
Wow, that makes a difference too. It really does. It really, really does. That feminine-ish perspective can make a difference.
He tells me, he goes, well, hello, like, I've worked with you for how many years? And my entire household is mainly, like, of course, he's got his occasional boys in the house, but his entire household is female.
Oh.
One of the things that we always kind of joke around with is, because we are Hispanic, so a lot of people will always assume that being Hispanic is male-driven. Oh, it's male-driven. But no.
No.
Any female or any male that is Hispanic, and especially if they're married or engaged or have children, it's the female that owns the house.
Yep. I hear ya. Oh,
yeah,
hey,
of course.
Kirsten, couple questions for you. So this is included already in your price, so there's no additional charge for it, but it is optional. Some people don't want it. That's our call tracking. So the tool that'll go in the background on your website to track how many clicks and calls. Is that something you do want?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. And I'm going to text you a link on that one, just more info about it. That one's on the way. Oh, and I sent you an email. It'll start, let me see, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. And that'll be that calendar invite. If you could hit the yes button on there, that'd be great. And then the other optional is, it's called our Splash app. It's still in beta, so they're actually taking applications for it right now. Last time I talked to them last week, they still had openings, so I'm not worried about you not getting in. It's an app that you download from the Play Store, and you can send and receive calls through the app on your existing cell phone without having to give up what your cell phone number is. Is that something you'd be interested in looking at?
Maybe.
Okay. I will say yes, and then if you don't want it, don't like what you see, then you don't have to go through with it, or you can just uninstall it too.
Okay.
Yeah, I always recommend if it's something you might want, we'll go ahead and put it on there. All right, and then let's see. So I've got Color to Color, and is the company name, is it all together in the, like, in your legal paperwork?
Correct.
Color to, so, no spaces.
Yep, Color to Color is all together, and then it's painting.
Ah. And is that LLC or ink or anything behind that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Let me see. Hold on.
And Kirsten, so our phone system, if I've been on a single call for more than an hour, it'll boot us off. So we're at 45 minutes. We're at 45 minutes. No worries. If we get close, I will just, well, you and I can hang up and I'll dial you back. I've already got the listing closed down, so we won't have to worry about losing it if we disconnect. And then while you're looking for Inc. or LLC, what's your physical address, please?
That is, right now we have it set up as 803.
Kurt, K-U-R-T.
No, it's H-E-R-C-U-L-E-S, Hercules.
Oh, Hercules, got it. Hercules Place, Colorado Springs.
Correct.
Perfect. And is that a home address?
It's my sister's for right now.
Okay, so what I'll do for the Google business profile, I'm going to tell them to leave the street address off because it's a home address. That way, people don't need to know where she lives. And it'll still show up as Colorado Springs. You'll have, still have the pin on the map, so you'll be good there. And then, I'm sorry, you broke up. What was it? You are?
We're Inc.
Inc. Got it. All right. Thank you. And then business number, is that the same as the cell that we're on right now?
No. That is...
Okay. I'm ready.
719.
Okay.
345.
3445. Got it.
2535.
2535. Take repaint address out of there. Our system had what your website was repaint. Let's fix that right now, because you're gonna kick their butts.
Well, it's really funny too is. I decided to kind of really kick it, and we are getting a business office in the same area as them.
That's awesome. Oh,
they're upstairs. They're upstairs. We're going to be downstairs.
That's awesome. Good for you guys. All right, I'm going to plunk this in. We're looking good, actually. See if we're going to have enough time here. Got about 11 minutes.
Yep, I'm a very competitive person, but, like, I always say, in this industry, yes, it is a dog-eat-dog world, but there are paint companies that I do get along with, work with really well. But
sure.
This one kind of left me with a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. All right, so I'm to the billing page, so now I'll need credit card info. So I've got, as it appears on the card, Kirsten Garduno, is the company name on there too, Kirsten?
It is.
Okay.
It shows up as colors to color painting.
Perfect. And then the phone number that would be attached to that.
I believe it's actually my cell phone.
Okay. And then address.
That one is actually my address, which is 22 Mount Washington Drive.
Colorado Springs also.
Yep.
All right. And what's your zip over there?
80906.
906. And then Master, Visa, MX, Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I am ready for those digits when you are. I'll read each four back to you as you give them to make sure I got them right.
All right. 4834.
4834.
8213.
8213.
It's hot. It's hot. Sorry. No.
That's okay.
So, all right. 2668.
2668.
1635.
1635. All right. And then what's the expiration date, hon?
0626.
June 26. And then what's that security code, please?
That is 704.
All right, update that, and then I will send that through. And you know what, Kirsten, we are getting close. It's going to boot me off here in just a second. So
okay.
Let's disconnect. I'll dial you right back, and
okay.
Then we'll finish up. I've got to do voice verification with you yet. Really not a lot left, but I'm afraid we'll run over and we'll get kicked off in the middle. So I'll just dial you right back, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you. Talk to you in a minute. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.